Il monte et pèse.
She has the title, the fast track to becoming rich. The school to become rich. If you look around, in the words of Chazal, there's many times we find many different scholars, some of them to become rich, some of them have bottom tamid chachomim, some of them have arichas yomim, different scholars. Now the first thing to know is that scholars are scholars. Scholars means there's a chance this will help you, nothing's guaranteed. In fact, many times the later boys can ask, you see people to do this, and it's not working, they don't seem to become rich, they don't seem to be zeichet, whatever the Chazal offered. And how does this show me you go on a chait, it could be a virus going the way, even if it has to be a person of zeichet, whatever was promised to him, it could be things going the way. There could be other reasons why. Could be the Hesen Rebbeinu wants to give someone something, but he can't because he can't trust them. Someone said to me the other day, a good marshal, you have a little kid asks his father to drive his car. The father says, no problem, the Hesen, I'm happy to let you drive my car. The problem is you're only 6 years old, and I don't know what you're going to do to yourself. Meaning, if you want my car, the Hesen, I'm happy to give you my car. Just for your sake, I can't trust you. So many times, the schoolers, partially the Hesen can't trust us, whatever we're meant to get. So you don't get it, but the Hesen, the schoolers there. The Gemara in Shabbos and Chavis and Chavis is honorable. Rabbanan and Rassi said, Donna, Shloisha to borrow and maybe is often the day I miss. There's three things that make someone poor. I had heard before, listen. The middle one is, was also the Nathilis Yidor. He's not killed with washing. The Gemara continues on Rav Chissa, I know Mashi Moli Chafri Maya, I use a lot of water when I wash the Nathilis Yidor. The Havli Moli Chof Mitibusa. And I get much brocha. I use a lot of water, and I get a lot of bracha from Shemayim when I wash. I'm zoicha to a lot of Ashiras. We know that Tilis Adam is one of the schoolers of Ashiras. And Chazal tell us someone who's medatik in it, who's zoicha. Again, if he's maybe Shem Yigar Mechait, and if the Rosh Hashanah trust him, who's zoicha to Ashiras. He goes to Ashiras, he says, Asha Smech, the Chalkoi, so even he won't be the richest man in the world, at least he'll have everything he needs in his life. It's one of the schools that all tells us. Now, they ask as well, the Gemara says, Zoy b'nei, someone who's careful, the Allah is near us, Zoy chel b'olim tamid echam. He's there, the children which is tamid echam, and again, in Persian ask, people are careful with the Allah is near us, people say this in Hanukkah. And you see, the normal Zoy chel to children who are tamid echam, the first answer is Shem Yigar Mechit. The other answer is, the early Achronim say that it says Azoyer Benir, not Ahmad Benir, Azoyer Benir. Someone who lies nearest, don't talk to be Zaycha. It's Azoyer Benir, someone who's very careful. And so too here by most school, by all the scholars. It's not just doing the mitzvah, it's all the tukim, it's all the protein, it's doing it carefully. And a person does like that, then he'll be Zaycha to whatever's promised. So we're going to go through the halachos until it's done. Most people know pretty much all the halachos we do it many times a week. People are washing, should be washing. And therefore people are used to these halachos already, but just to point out a few things that sometimes people don't realize. In order to be zeicha, to the Ashiras and Chazal promises. The first thing to know is why the washing is doing. The Gemara gives us two reasons. The first one is, a zeicha to the Kohenim. The Kohenim used to wash, had to wash for truma to eat in the state of Tahara. And to keep them on their toes, we made sure that all the Yisraelim as well, everyone was washed. Before eating, it was only by bread, the bread's like a meal. So Chazal said, before you eat bread, wash. But the etzim was only for the kohenim. So if Chazal put in, it'd be the same list of asim for them, to always wash. Second reason is the pasuk is kaddisha v'isim kedushim, is kaddisha v'edim ha'im v'shenim. We learn from the pasuk, you've got to eat in the state of kedusha, state of tahara. You want to eat the nikios, cleanliness. Yidden are always very meticulous about being clean. Therefore, that's the second reason. Kaddisha is a pasuk. We learn from a pasuk. It's a mitzvah to always wash before you eat. And again, why bread? Because bread signifies the main idea of food. The main meal is always going to be a bread meal. And that's all you put by bread. Now, this is a blanket halacha across the board. Even in certain situations where you would assume the reasons don't apply. The marshal person needs the gloves. He with gloves and no tumma. And then the kiosk, the answer will clean the gloves, take a fresh pair of gloves on the covers, put on the hands. There's still a miss on the tilis of time. Why? It's a loy plug din across the board. You eat bread, you wash, even if the reasons don't apply. So too, you have someone who can't eat himself and there's a carer feeding him. The person needs to wash, the person eating needs to wash. And in fact, the carer who's touching the bread doesn't need to wash. Again, it's a loy plug, it's a din on the person eating and no one else. So the guy touching the bread, he's feeding him, doesn't need to wash. The person eating, he's even touching the bread, he's got to wash, he's the one eating. Because I'll put on the person eating, even if the time doesn't have to apply to the person eating, he's the one who's going to wash rather than the situation. We know how kosher the mitzvah is, because I'll tell you, you got to walk. If you haven't got water, you got to walk up to 72 minutes, forward, 18 minutes back. So again, there's some holidays coming up, people on the outing, they're going to wash and eat. 72 minutes ahead, 18 minutes back. As a steering wheel halacha, if you're in a car, what do? You look at the distance, or you look at the time. Pashas is in the time, so the car will be much less. But after a couple of minutes drive, you'll be able to be bothered if you haven't got water within a certain 72 minute walk. Full meal, then you wouldn't need to go any further to wash. If you're quite done, if you're in a town, it could be you need to be even further. Hold in 72 minutes, because otherwise you only start walking across the globe. If you're in a town or a village, something like that, it could be you have to be even further, because as long as you're in a normal inhabited area, there's no sakonas, there's nothing wrong going further. So some point down, which will bring down the days as well, it could be you have to go further if you're in a town. But generally speaking, 72 minutes, all that time it will take to drive. The distance it would take to drive would be a couple of minutes. That's the same time you'd have to drive in order to get water. There's the shayla as well, the common shayla someone goes to, basically he goes to the toilet before he eats. What do you do if you wash with the keli, you've got a problem washing again with the brocha. There's many options given here. The main way, the most say, the best eats to avoid the shayla is if you wash without a keli, ashiyotza, and then with a keli, and all this is done. Because if you wash without a keli, it's not bad for bread. You wash without a keli, and this is done. Ashiyotza with a keli, and this is done. Okay, these are lots of more commonly known. I'll try and move along to the ones which are less well known. Oh, we're going to get to that. Okay, we'll do that now. If you're in the middle of a meal, you're in the middle of a meal, and a person goes to use the toilet, something even changing a nappy, scratching your head, touching shoes, all the things that would normally necessitate until it's done. And if a person does any of these things, he must wash again. And before he even says with a bracha.
Sorry, I meant can you scratch your head as an
answer? Oh, no. Okay, we'll get to that as well. So in the middle of the meal, a person does any of these things, he just wash again. The ma'isa, many say without a bracha. Different halakha can do with a bracha, do without a bracha. Either way, a person should definitely wash. In the middle of the meal, you have potatoes, something like that, you wash again. Now, if you want to, a person washes his hands with a keli, he wants to wash again, he didn't realize he's going to wash his hands, he wants to wash again with a bracha. Can you do one of these etzes? So they bring down, but you can do one of these etzes. But by the way, they're not thrilled about it because today there could be there's less there, we're not sweaty, they're worse, so the hands don't get as strong. So she's avoided the chatchila. But if a person does come to a situation that the etzes scratch yourself somewhere, touch yourself with a moch of mechusa, normally mechusa, then you can wash, no problem. In fact, the machmirim, washed by some tzaddikim, what they do is before they wash, they always touch themselves. Because their chayish, their hands are really clean. And they're going to be making a bracha about all of how this is going, because they don't need to wash their hands. Because they always, the Gemara says that, Tamid al-Kham always keep their hands clean. These people are walking around, they're careful, always keeping their head on their shoulders while their hands are touching, so therefore their hands are clean. So to make sure he's not making a bracha about all, he touches himself. So you see that it does work, but you should avoid that chatchila trend. Wash without having a wash previously. If you did, that's the answer.
I have to wash twice.
Why can't
you wash once?
Oh, so you can. The person says, if I you can wash once and you can make a shiotza after this day. Because there's so many shadows, what comes first? And this day, wash shiotza. So the best way is avoid the whole thing. But you can, imagine you can. You see from here as well, interesting. People are more, use the toilet, and then they take their time to have shiotza. They sit down, go to their car, whatever it is. You see as well that you meant to have shiotza as fast as possible. Because otherwise you can say, wash after this day. And say, after this day, make it. Wait, see, in the middle of the meal, say, shiotza. You see, the immense ashiyotza as soon as you can. That point comes out as well. Yeah. But the answer, if you wash once, you have to say, ashiyotza, and you turn around. You're fine, what are you doing? Avoid the whole shayla. You do the eight, and wash another keli, and with a keli. Another good in halacha is, just like we know a person goes into the toilet, he washes his hands, okay, today is more shayla. Outside is a din of a toilet that they used to have. Big sons to outside is not like that. But on the tzad, it is, people wash their hands when they come out. So if you wash your hands, I'm going to the toilet, you have the shayla, when he come out, he needs to wash again. But he washes no good. And then I told me he just came out of toilet. So generally speaking, you can avoid it. The time is negea is on an airplane. You're on an airplane. Whereas the water on the airplane, unless you get to the kitchen without them watching, you go to people use the toilet to wash the anti same for bread. You have the same shower there, you wash it for toilet. So some say, simple, fill up a cup, fill up a bottle, come outside, wash into the bin, wash over where no one's looking, or into someone's hat. But if you're stuck, there is big grounds that you can't wash in the toilet. But if you can avoid that, maybe you should avoid it, because again, you're entering a big machlokes. Then about toilets, could be the different with the sink, without the sink. So avoid it if you can. If you can't avoid it, you wash in the toilet, and it's too bad. Now, the first thing to know is that this is doing is there's a din of a kli. You need to wash with a kli. You don't wash with a cup, you don't just wash under the tap. Now, any kli is good. Plastic, metal, whatever it's made out of, even a kli galon made out of earth, things like that, which are not worth very much. Any kli is valid for the din. A bag, of course, is not going to be valid. It's negated by even bags that people hold liquid in, like, you know, it's all they have, milk comes in a bag. The usage of a bag is no good. It's got to be a kli. A disposable cup, people know it's machlekas. Again, there's big grounds to be makel. Very misabba that bad is okay. Many, many ways is okay. If you have the choice, avoid using a disposable cup. If that's all you've got, you're fine using a disposable. It's got all the reveres. Again, a machlekas, 150ml, 86ml, 75ml, different variations of what reveres is. Come on, every clear you're going to come into contact with will hold at least a smaller share of reveres. You can use it by the bottoms. Got all the reveres. Now people think you've got to wash with the reveres. This is a mistake. You do not need to wash with the reveres. You need to wash. Well, you need to wash with the reveres, but you don't need the reveres coming over your hands. There's got to be a reveres in the cup. As long as the reveres in the cup, any amount that comes over your hands is fine, as long as you get to cup, wash your whole hand. Practical problem, how to wash your hands with less than the reveres. There's no thin reveres amount to wash on your hands. Again, the Gemara says use a reveres to wash both hands twice. And we're using a quarter reveres. If you take the 75ml, smallish your reveres, you're down to about 15ml. 50ml on your hand, on each hand, to wash the full hand. Now I tried the other day, and it is shaykh to do, even with the smaller shear reveres, to wash each hand twice. So you're fine with doing that. L'chatzchila, people use a reveres, then you have no problems at all with ma'am shneem and other halachas we'll get to. The best is to use a full reveres each time. If I get, Chista said, Molly chofli ma'a, I use so much water, and I was zeichet ha'ashiris. It's only zeichet ha'ashiris. If I get, use a lot of water. I was watching her. Certain time with Chochman, it's 12, a few weeks ago, washing this dime, and I saw, he fills it with the keli, pulls the whole thing over his hand till it's empty. Then he fills it again to the top, washes the other hand. You notice people use the keli once and pour each time. Each time was full. You want to be zeich to the brocha of Rav Chista. But you don't need to wash with a, you don't need to wash, use a reveres, you need to wash from a reveres. A kli not designed to use to hold liquid, you can't use your hat, shoe. They discuss a lid of a pot, even a lid of a pot is not really designed to use to hold liquid. So it hasn't got a din kli, clap it down. It's got to be a kli designed to hold liquid. If it's not, you couldn't use it as a kli. The next halacha, people think it's not so negeah. There can be, there's a hole in the kli. I was in someone's house a few weeks ago for Shabbos, washing for hamoiti by the meal, and I saw his keli, he had one of these metal keli they sell, the two handles, and one of the handles had come off. And I looked, I saw that this handle was screwed on. So the place where the handle had come loose, one of the handles, the one piece had come loose, there was a hole in the kli where the screw was. Once you have a hole in the kli, you run into big, big problems. But item is okay as long as you'd wash from the hole, which is command on the gear. We'll discuss the size in a minute. The first thing to know is a kli with any hole or crack you should avoid. First thing you should avoid because you're running into shadows. And even with all of the other poskim say it's not a hit that you should a kli, you should anyway avoid it. So any hole, crack, anything like that, avoid it. Now, but item a hole that the water doesn't go in, it's not clean as mashkin, if you insert this keli to a bowl of water, no water would enter through this hole. That hole is not big enough to invalidate the keli and be able to use it. But again, it's a hiddur not to use it. If the water drips out, if the water only drips out, doesn't come in, then you're fine. So, if it goes both ways, in and out, then we said it's okay to use, but you've got to wash from the hole, which is very impractical. You're going to pick up this keli and wash just from the hole. It's going to be a tough job to do. And if you don't wash from the hole, then you haven't washed. So you've got to watch out. Any keli with a hole, you don't want to wash. Not only that, but just like the hole you've got to use the lowest part of the kli. So you have a dent in the rim, again, you've got to wash from that dent. You have a jug with a goes down in the rim, there's a little indentation where you pull from the jug, you've got to wash from that part. So you have a kli with a crack or a dent in the rim, you've got to wash from that part. So again, any kli, wash around the rim, any dents, any significant dent, anything you can see, don't use that kli, use something else instead, unless you're going to manage to make sure that water comes out just that area, nowhere else, which is going to be a tough job. So any hole in a kli you're gonna wash, you're gonna watch out and not use. Even if you repair the hole, again, the place to discuss, what do you repair it with? Not always is it got a din of a kli without a hole. Even if you repair it, it depends what you use. If you use the same substance, or even glue, glue's a shayla, because they people use glue. Again, entering big shayla is any kli that has a hole, avoid using completely. And if you want to fix it, check with the rav how to fix it, because not always with any material is going to make it kosher for nitilas yidam. A bottle is okay to wash with as well. You've got the shayla's disposables, which said there's big room to be makel. But a bottle has to be used as well. You should avoid it coming out, chug, 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 you know, the air tries to get in, the water's getting out. You should hold it at an angle that it flows out smoothly. If it does jump out like that, you're also okay, but the best is to make sure it's a straight, continuous flow, and then you're okay using a bottle as well. A tap, people know as well. That's got to do with koyach gavra. People sometimes are stuck without a keli, and you want to use the tap. Can you use the tap for washing? So we know there's a din of koyach gavra. The water must come from the koyach of a person. If water's just flowing, just straight on all day, you can't use that. That'll be koyach gavra. You've got a person's got to pour it. A tap, you switch it on, the first second, you caused it. After we look at it as a continuous flow. So here, the Eitzer is, they say switch it on and off numerous times, and each time is another shot that comes from your koyach, and then you're okay to use a tap. But that's the sugi of koyach gavra. The Shulchan Aruch brings down 2 days, if you're allowed to use a goy, a child, someone who hasn't got a din of a gavra clap of mitzvahs, can you use them to pour the water? I was in the Hilton once, and there was a dinner, and there was a guy who was pouring the water. He was pouring water over people's hands for tizidayim. So someone told him not to. So then instead he just filled up the jug. So some people even make with even filling up the jug. I'll pick up all of the guy shouldn't even fill up the jug for you. But that's what we said, halacha is okay. The pouring you should avoid. But again, as we said, there's 2 days of Shulchan Aruch, but the evidence there's what to rely on if a guy does pour it. But you should avoid it. A child is the same thing. Someone who's got a grandchild by him and he can't pour, and the grandchild's pouring. If he's done the bar mitzvah, he should avoid it. If there's no one else and he's stuck as a goy or a child, then there's what to rely on, but you should definitely avoid it if you can. Using a goy or a child to pour the tizdayim water over your hands. The next child is the water. What water can you use? We know the first thing is shinimara. Water's changed color. This discoloration in the water is disqualified. You can't use the water. No water that has a shinimara. If it's full of bits, you have a jug of water that's full of, I don't know, jelly beans. Such a water is not already discolored, it's just got something in it. It's more nagei, you're out in the countryside, you want to take water, and you pick it up, and there's all sorts of exciting things floating around in there. That's not a problem, because all those things are not mixed in water. They'll all fall down eventually, they'll all fall to the bottom. You don't call that water with discoloration. Discoloration is, when it's so mixed in, it would never clear. Such water, it would be a problem to use. Mayim, shenishtan, and mara, it's possible to use mantis though. Coffee, tea, Coca-Cola, any drink has a colour, a dye to it. Can you use that for Netilas Yedayim? If you're in a gay, stuck, you're out there, there's nothing there besides your coffee or tea. So this is a machloekas. Some say that even though it's Nishtana Mara, it's Nishtana L'Malyusa, it's better, it's got up a daraga. Coffee and tea cost more than water. It's changed, it's discoloured, but it's discoloured in a way that's brought the value of this liquid up. So some say it's better than water. Others argue no, because clapping is the same, but don't look at that. There was a machloikas. Again, avoid it if you can. If you're stuck, it's all drabonon, so a makel, shas tchak. If you're stuck, use coffee, tea, drinks, any of these things. You have clear drink, you get the fizzy stuff they sell in Tesco, no colour to it at all, you want to use that. So that liquor is no problem, there's no discoloration. The fact that it's got gas in it is not a problem. Happened to me once, I was stuck, it's all I had to use, it's all we used. Hands end up a little bit sticky, watch out for that. Chuzmi zeh, there's no problem. In fact, it's got a taste to it, it's got a flavour to it, it's not a problem. And there's no nishtan amara, so you're fine. Pure juices, apple juice and orange juice, so there's no nishtan amara. It's not a different colour, that is the colour of the liquid. So again, another machlokes, some say it's better, it's not nishtan amara. That is the way it's been, chilas briyase, from the beginning it came into existence, was that colour. So there's no problem using it. Others say, no, it's still not clear. So again, machlokes, avoid it if you can, if you're stuck, apple juice, orange juice. It's okay to use if you're stuck, but all these things you wouldn't make a bracha on. No bracha on this, you would use it and eat your bread without a bracha because it's machloikas. If you're stuck, you'd rely on this. The next psul in the water is mayim shenasa boi melacha. Water that was used to do something with it. Now you think it's not so negeir, but it could be very negeir. You have water that's used as a weight. You want to hold your door open, you come to these holiday houses where they've got the fire doors that are always closing, you fill up a bottle, stick it by the door, you got a weight. Then you're on the way out to the yard and you pick up the bottle with you, we'll take it for washing. It's ma'am shenas by malachi, use it as a weight. Water from a water bottle. Water that you wash fruit to wash something up with it. Another thing again, it's like a case, is water used to cool something down. A lot of times in houses where there's babies, you fill up the keli with water, you stick the baby's bottle in it to cool down. Out goes the baby's bottle, you can't now use this water to wash. It's water shenas by malachi. Use it to cool down the baby's bottle, use it to cool down anything, just an example, but really anything used to cool down. This water is now ma'am shenas by malacha, and there's no using this water from this then. Someone else washed with it, as again, another psul, someone else used it to wash, you can't use it to wash afterwards. It's another example of ma'am shenas by malacha. The boys can discuss, what happens if you want to use the water from your fish tank? Have your aquarium with your fish, as long as the fish are okay with it, you want to scoop some water out, is that water awesome? So here they say it's no problem, because it's not. It's just water used to prevent the fish dying. They're just using it to keep themselves alive, but you can't really use it. You can't really cool it. Mela to scoop water out your fish tank, no problem at all. As long as it's not discolored, it's fine to use. Another psul, which it may disqualify the fish tank water, is water that a dog wouldn't drink from. It's come down to the level we know by chomets. The same here. Water that even a dog wouldn't touch. It's so dirty, it smells, it's shvach, whatever it is, such water you can't use. So if the fish tank water is bigger than that, you wouldn't be able to use it. But if it's clean water, you'd have no problem using this water, then this is it. Hot water you should avoid. Again, the shal and the boys can use hot water, you should avoid using hot water at all. Don't use it to wash. Another halach which is very, very nagia, comes as a shock to most people, is the water we know that you can't drink, no, a dog can't drink at least, you can't use for this is it. When's it very nagia? But isn't that on the beach? You want to use the seawater to wash and taste the daim, that doesn't be a problem. Water which is not right for drinking, you can't use. The only way to use seawater is to do tevila sidaim. You stick your hands in and make a bracha of tevila sidaim. Put your hands in like a mikvah and set your hands and do tevila. To scoop it up in a bucket and make natila sidaim, that's a problem. You see people doing this kaseda, they go to wash their hands and they want to bring water for the wife and kids. They've got a friend up on the beach, they want to take water for them. Take a bucket for that water, no problem, there's lots of buckets around on the seaside. Very exciting on the beach. You can't use this water for the tears of time. It's disqualified water because it's not really lishtia. Very important halacha. People don't want to go all the way down to the beach, all the way down to the sea. You don't want to go down to the sea, too bad, there's no eating. You can't say there's no water because it's within 72 minutes normally, so you have to go down to wash there. But you can't take water from the sea in a bucket or a bottle or a cup and bring it to someone to wash because it's mayim. Salty water, you can't drink it, and if you've got it, only doing it tevila sidaim in the water in the beach, and not natila sidaim. Okay, so that's the kli, that's the water. It's not fit for, well, it's not really fit for either. It's not really fit for either, you wouldn't have a dog drinking that either.
You would also drink it.
You would drink it?
You also wouldn't drink it. You would also drink it.
Right, I'm saying even a dog.
Look,
is it, yeah, a person, there's a lot of things you wouldn't drink. A kelev, there's more stuff you would be happy to go take up with. You know, you would drink this stuff. But water which even a dog wouldn't drink, even that is, it's even lower level. Even that water is disqualified. So this water, even a dog wouldn't drink, take a bar alone, try to feed it to your dog, he's not going to be too happy. So such water is disqualified, you can't use it. So that's the clear in the water. The next child is chatzitza. A person has chatzitza on his hands. We need chatzitza. It's a problem. The water's got to come straight on your hands. Without any chatzitza, you got to wash out. Mishbura says, really, lechatzchila roi to check your hands before you wash. He doesn't see people doing this too often. He says, it's roi to check, you look at your hands before you wash, give it a quick glance, should be nothing on. Anything on which you're not happy about is going to be a chatzitza. Now we know what chatzitza people are aware of. It's negeh, it's tefillah skelim, tefillah noshim. Many areas we have chatzitza. The first thing to know about chatzitza is, if it's a roi of your hand, you're out. Roi of your hand is colored with whatever it is, it's chatzitza. If it's not roi, if it's a miut, then it's toilet on makpid and any makpid. If it's a small part of your hand, it depends. Does it bother you? If you see it, does it agitate you? Would you quickly wash it off? Or you say, no, I'm fine, leave it on. You see people leave things on for weeks. A bit of Tippex, a bit of ink, something like that sticks to your hand. Leave it on a couple of days, no problem. If it's a soft thing, you say, oh no, better wash this off. Such a thing as a chatzitza, and you go get rid of it before you wash it this day. The shine of a ring, a person wears a ring, is it a chatzitza or not? A men's ring, a woman's ring? So a ring depends, is it the sort of thing a person normally removes? Even mi pam le pam, once a week, once a month, a person removes it as it in chatzitza. Some people leave these things on, people with their watches, some people leave their watch on mamish for weeks and weeks. So same thing with the ring. If you'd leave it on for weeks and weeks, there'd be no problem, you can wash with it. If you would take it off, the example of women is they, when they need dough, things like that, you get your hands dirty, would you take it off? If you would leave it on permanently, no chasitza. Some women say the only time you take the ring off is for Nitilas Adoy. It's such a thing, you don't need to take off, you never take it off. But generally speaking, most people do take the rings off, men and women. Comes here, comes there, hands get dirty, things they want to do. Take the rings off, then we'll have it in chasitza, and you would need to remove it from Nitilas Adoy. So something that's dry colour, something that your hands are stained with dye, ink, something that's dry colour, it doesn't come off, that's no problem, because the skin is just absorbed within the skin, the colour is no problem. But something that does come off, if you scrub hard enough, it's not just dry colour, it's a substance like paint, you got to remove it and take it off. Someone who's a painter and he likes to keep paint on, it doesn't bother him, he stays on for week to week, whatever the weather, he's got his paint on his hand, it's no problem at all, it's not chasitza for him. Some say if it's roiv the hand, even a painter should take it off. Okay, get more to the nitty-gritty shadows of roiv and any makbid. But if it's a small amount and he's a painter, it doesn't bother him. If I care, the biggest covet he has is paint. People say, well, what's with the hand? I'm a painter. You need the job done, I'll come round. That's his job. He keeps paint on his hair. Safer as well. Safer as ink on his hands from writing to fritir. Mezuzahs and tefillin. It's not chasitza. But something you're makbid on, you've got to take off. What gel? Could be a problem. Nail varnish. People have nail varnish on their hands. Women have on their nails, nail varnish is a problem as well. If you come to a matzah where you don't want it on, if you want it on, it's fine and dandy, you want it on, forget it, enhances the hand, there's no problem at all. But once it starts peeling, coming all, you know, a week or two old, and it starts peeling off, then there's a problem. But again, if you're not makbid, this woman says, no problem, it's too bad, I don't care, I carry on my life like this, fine. So there's no problem at all, she can keep on for this day. But if it's the sort of thing you take off, you'd be embarrassed of, now you'd leave on, but if you'd go out somewhere, people would see you, you'd try and take it off, it'd be a problem with chasitza, and you'd need to remove it completely, or at least to a point where you wouldn't be makbid anymore, before you'd wash the bread. A plaster, a finger support, all these things, you get these metal finger supports, they put on, someone crushes their finger, if you take it off and on the whole day, then you've got to take it off. If it's something that's stuck on, a bandage, a plaster's put on properly, then you can leave it on, but you've got to wash until the wound, which is very tricky, because usually the plaster goes over the wound. So you run into big problems here. If the whole hand is bandaged, then it's fine. You don't wash the hand, you don't use the hand, keep it out of the way. Use the other hand. If you must use it, you can always use it. You should avoid it if you can. But if the whole hand is bandaged, it's not a problem. Part of the hand is bandaged, then the rest of the hand's got to be washed. And here it gets tricky, because like we said, it's got to be up till the wound, which is going to be very hard to do, because usually the plaster or the bandage goes over the wound, even some of the skin. So you got to watch out. If you can't get it wet, you come into the aid, so we'll discuss at the end, if you can't wash, what you do, you cover your hands. But really, just try and get till the wound washed properly. And if the hand's bandaged, then you're fine, don't use the hand. Then you come to the shaila of where do you wash? We know there's a machlekes again here, by the, is the whole hand, only the fingers. Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, where there's a problem to wash, we say wash just the fingers. The fingers, you've got to be very careful. The fingers don't mean just the fingers. It means the fingers, including the knuckles, and the thumb's got to be all the way down here. This whole part is part of the thumb. You see people on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur washing just the fingers. You've missed the thumb, it's no good. You've got to wash the whole fingers here, and all the way down this whole part of the thumb till where it meets the wrist. The klal is, better wash too much rather than too little. On Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, it's very, very shvach, the issa, because it's not really lahana, it's the mitzvah, so it's very shvach. Many of Mekel and Gansen wash the whole hand, so we don't. But at least to avoid any shayla, wash the whole thumb down up to the wrist, and the fingers properly, and if the water goes over the hand, it's better to get the water over the hand than not over the thumb. Too much is better than too little, but you gotta wash the whole thumb and all the fingers properly. So to here, a regular Tisha B'Av for bread, it's got to be the whole fingers and the thumb. Lechatchila, we chosh for the rishonim and hold the whole hand till the wrist. You want to wash. Again, you want the bracha of rechista, v'ashiras, it's the whole hand, up to the wrist, the whole hand. If a person didn't, and he didn't wash the fingers, he's yoitza. If you can wash again, if I had to wash again, be chosh for the rishonim. But the ik we see from Tishrei and Yom Kippur, the ik is the fingers and the thumb up to the wrist. That's the main area where you got to wash. If you do that, you're fine, but lechatchila, the whole hand. We know there's a din of ma'am shneim. Once you've washed once, you wash it twice, you wash it a second time. Now that's really only if you use less than a reverse. So you've got to use a reverse to wash. But the amount that goes over your hands is less than a reverse, is a chiv ma'am shneim. Today most people are using a reverse to wash each hand, unless your ma'am is stuck out in the middle of nowhere with no water. But you usually use a reverse for the hand. So there's no chiv ma'am shneim. Still, api kabbalah, there's the rivet as well. The chaznish, many achoshes do ma'am shneim, even in a matzah where you don't chiv to. And again, you want the bracha of the hashiras, you medaktik in every prat of the mitzvah. Many people are trying to do Mayim Shneim. If you don't, you say Yoitza, Vadi Yoitza. But the best is, you chayish even for the shittas that hold. In a matzah, you use a reverse to Mayim Shneim, and you use Mayim Shneim So you wash your hand once, and you wash it again, and then the second hand, once, twice, you do right, right, left, left, you do right, left, right, left. It's also okay. But the medics do right, right, left, left, because once you're busy with one hand, don't leave it, go to the other hand, and you do Imam Shnim. So just to run through quickly the washing process, the first thing, as we said, you look at your hands, check they're clean, no chatzitza, no, nothing on it. You fill up your reverse of water, make sure your hands are dry. Chesh, for those bigger the chazanish, the holes of your hands are wet, it's a problem. Machmir, even are careful to dry the handle of the keli, because you wash your hand once, on the water is ma'am, could be ma'am to ma'am. You touch your hand, you've just washed, pick up the handle to wash the other hand, this hand now comes tommy again from the water on the handle. So the Machmirim are careful. The Mishmur says it's not a problem. Chaznish says it is a problem. So the Machmirim try and be choish to the Chaznish, they dry the handle, and then you pick up the handle, it's dry, the handle will become tommy again. So, the Chatzchila, you do this if you can't, avad yoytik al Mishmur. If you can, it's another prat, medatikin, the mitzvah is there. You wash the hands twice, if you can, once is okay. Mahadrin is twice, right, right, left, left. Shifshuf is a din shifshuf. Shifshuf means to rub your hands together, you do a little bit of rubbing. Don't be too intense, unless your hands are dirty, which is generally not the case. If you do shifshuf, there's a din of shifshuf to rub your hands together. Then, you hold your hands up. We know you've got to hold your hands up. There's a din to hold your hands up before you dry them. So after you wash, when you're washing is very impractical because you're washing down. They say the ikka din of lifting your hands up is if someone washes for you. Someone washes for you, you can hold your hands all the way up, they wash. When you're washing, your hand goes down, picks up the keli, wash again. So it's not so practical. But after you wash, you hold your hands up, shif shuf, you make a bracha. Again, a bracha you don't do while you're doing anything else. People are busy there with the towel, the keli, the water. Some people are up to the challahs already, already holding the bread. You make a bracha, you stand there still with your hands up. You don't do anything else. Remember, it's a bracha. Brichas and mitzvahs like anything else. Make a bracha just like you make a bracha menorah. As by someone, I see him makes a bracha. He says, Asher k'tishonu b'sri yisav, in the tune that he says by Megillah and by Chanukah. Make an impression on himself and on his family. It's a mitzvah like any brichas and mitzvahs. See people before they do a mitzvah drabonon. Like Megillah, they stand there with the bracha, all the kavanas. It's the same mitzvah drabonon. All the kavanas, you're not running with the towel, with the keli, with the challah, with the bread. Taking the bread out of the microwave, putting it in the oven. You stand there with your hands together, hands up, you make the bracha, not doing anything else. And then you've completed, well, no, you haven't completed, you always completed the last stage, is drying, dry hands. Drying is be'etzma, an integral part of the netilah. So much so, you're not meant to be mafsik between the netilah and the hamoyitzi. We know, you're meant to do tekev, the bracha, netilah. You've got to do it straight away. You come to a chasna with the food's all the way down there in the hall and you're washing by the entrance. What do you do? So the place is very simple. Don't dry your hands till you get to your place. Seeing as drying is an integral part of the netilah, and without it, you can't make hamoyitzi. So take the towels with you, go to your place, dry your hands over there by your place. Once you've dried your hands, you've completed the mitzvah of netilah sidayim. Now you make hamoyitzi, it's tekev lebracha netilah, it's straight away, you go from the netilah straight into the hamoyitzi. You have no hefsek. Which shows the netilah is a part and parcel of the netilah sidayim. Therefore, you've got to make sure your hands are dry, people are in a hurry to get to the bread. Quickly wash, get sit down, hamoyitzi. Dry your hands properly, it's a part of the netilah. There's no talking between the netilah and hamoyitzi that we all know. You know, even meant to be besiach das, people are reading, some people are even learning. They're going, ooh, ah, noosh, all those noises. You avoid it all, there's meant to be no hesach das at all. You sit there quietly, you wait for the bread, you shouldn't be besiach das in any area. Reading, thinking, avoid it completely. And you sit there waiting till you're ready to start your hamoyitzi. A very negay halach is if you touch someone else's hand after you've washed. Someone who hasn't washed the hands are tomei, we take on cheskas tuma. And your hands now are tori, you wash the hands. So if you touch someone's hands and your hands are dry, there's no problem because tuma cannot move without water. If your hands are still wet and someone tries to grab the keli off you, walks past you, knocks you, and his hands, which have not been washed, touch yours, which have been washed and are still wet, you must rewash. In chesh chaznish, you dry hands first before you rewash even. You must rewash. Hands touch. Tomei hands, you must rewash. But only if your hands are wet. If your hands are dry, there's no problem at all. Finish drying, someone brushes past you, no problem. Your hands are dry, tumma can't move. Do you wash with another bracha? That's a good shayla. Probably you do. Unless there's any shitta that holds. Sol bracha lachal, even one shitta holds, you wouldn't, then you wouldn't make a bracha. But here, the chayla, your hands are tumma across the board, everyone's going to agree on that. Yeah, you'd make another bracha, you'd wash your hands again with another bracha. No, you missed it. So you missed it anyway. And it could be your first bracha was valid. It was a good netila. Just now, you messed up again. But the bracha at the time was a great bracha. No problem. The Mogaron brings down not to dry your hands on your clothes, koshlashikha, you avoid doing that. Use a towel. We said there's times when people do tefillah sidoim in the sea. You've got to do tefillah sidoim. There's no washing from a kli from the sea. You've got to do tefillah sidoim in a time when you come to a spring, things like that, where you can't get a keli, don't need a keli, a mikvah. You put your hands straight in and say al tefillah sidoim. By tefillah sidoim, there's three differences. There's no ma'am shneim, you don't need to do again. There's no din to pick up your hand, al-api kapola, there still is ba'api alocha. There's no reason to pick up your hand. And there's no din of drying your hands. Drying hands are only din in the tefillah. If you do tefillah, there's no chiv to dry your hands. Practically, you want to dry hands before you touch the bread, and we know as well, Kosher Shekha touch bread with wet hands. There's no chiv of drying your hands if you do tefillah sidoim. You have no water, you've got to walk up to 72 minutes or 18 minutes backwards, as we said earlier. If you still got no water, your mamish stuck, what you do is you wrap your hands or wrap the bread, make sure there's a hefsa between the bread and your hands, eat out of the bag, put gloves on, and you're allowed that. This is very, very, very bedievet. It's one of the matters of your mamish stuck. And if you ever do anything which is one of the machlokesim, we said using coffee, tea, mamish, and nishtan, or any of these things which are machlokes, and you're stuck, you have to rely on it, but also put on gloves, eat out of the bag, don't touch the bread directly, and then even on the tzad, it wasn't a valid in the tila, you haven't had the problem of eating without the tila, because you've got the bag massed between your hands and the food, there's no problem. Well, we said that the machlek is by hot water, so the best is wait till it cools down, get your iced coffee, your iced tea, no problem. If it's hot again, you've got a second machlek, because on hot water. If it's lukewarm, then you're fine, it's come out. Ready to use. But if it's mamish hot, that's the real problem. You shouldn't use it if it's really hot. A spring is okay to use a spring in the mountain, countryside is a spring. Even if there's no 40 saw, normally 40 saw, but a spring's always valid. A mikvah is always valid, any mikvah which is kosher, proper kosher for tefillah. Tefillah's kelim, tefillah's noshim, such a mikvah, no problem. Put your hands in, you make a bracha, al tefillah's yidoyim. Snow is okay. We know snow is good for any tefillah drabonon, like tefillah glass, which is a drabonon. So is tefillah your hands, which is a chir drabonon. Tefillah your hands, no problem. There's other netilas you're doing where a person should try and get all these halachas in as well, the mashal washing before davening. It's one of these forgotten halachas. We know it's mamish a chiv to wash your hands before davening. It's not as much as a chiv as bread, meaning bread, if you haven't washed, you can't eat. For davening, if you've got no water, but you can still daven. But you should wash properly before davening. And again, if you try and be choish for as many halachas of netilas done by bread before davening, there's no demand for shneim, there's no demand for drying, but the keli, the revias, try and be choish for. If you can't, then you're fine as well. It's like coming out of the toilet, but you don't need to. But it's against the hitu in the tefillah, in the netila. My machronim, another forgotten halacha. There's no din revias, there's no din any of the halachas, as long as your fingers get wet. Mishbura says from the high of the fingers, from the knuckles down, have got to get wet, not just the tips. If you want to be mekayim in the mitzvah, it's another skula. Dovashe b'tibuli b'mashke, anything which has become wet, any food become wet, a fruit which is washed, a biscuit dipped in the coffee, any food which has become wet. Again, there's a chiv netila, davash tibuli b'mashke. The Bogan Ram holds today with Mekel. Other boys can hold, you should be choshev if you can. And here's the one that's a mashke. It's got to be dipped in one that's a mashke, which is milk, honey, wine, water, any of the a mashke, you got to wash it to his dam for. But all these halachas, the ikan again to netila's dam of bread, a person has to be choshev, all these halachas. And the schuss is, hopefully, we'll see the ashiras. Adoro, I'm going to go to the house. 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 I'm going to go to the house